We should do the thigh, too.
You sure, Doc? I've never heard of that for an ankle sprain.
Yeah, it'll be good.
All right, I guess. I lie still while Doc's hands travel up my calf and past my knee. He reaches up to my waist and hooks his fingers into my waistband.
Gonna need to take these off.
I don't move. I just allow him to peel my pants off, leaving me in my shirt and underwear. The cold office air stings my bare skin. But Doc's large, warm hands coax me into a state of relaxation. He glides up and down, pressing into the muscles. He rises past my knee, stroking my inner thigh. I've never been massaged there before, but it feels kinda nice. It's a strangely vulnerable sensation. But I trust Doc. He's the expert, after all. Oh, right there. My back arches up off the table while his fingertips move in small circles.
Should I go a bit higher?
Yeah. His fingers slide up beneath my underwear. Pulses of pleasure flow into my abdomen while he kneads. Higher. Harder.
Higher!
Harder. He reaches the groin. His fingers enter the hairy crease where my leg meets my abdomen. They wiggle, slowly caressing the tender, inexperienced flesh. Shudders of excitement race up my spine. The sensation is intimate. It's even a little ticklish.
Are you sure this will help my ankle?
I speak through clenched teeth, trying to resist the urge to jump off the table.
Shh. Just relax. This will only work if you ease into it.
All right. I force myself to calm down, focusing on the bizarre massage. So deep, so tender. I trust Dr. Shaw. I need to let him perform the procedure. And besides, it's not like anyone is going to walk in on us. We're so far away from everyone else. Completely alone. He moves down my thigh before returning to the sensitive crack. The long, heavy strokes are making me feel weird. Down between my legs, my cock is moving. It's plumping up. It's getting hard. I gaze at it while my cheeks flush. Fuck. Why is that happening? Doc is going to think I'm some sort of pervert. Maybe I'll get lucky and he won't notice.
You enjoying this?
He stares at the swelling tube in my underwear. My heart sinks. Maybe we can do it from the back. Can I turn over?
Sure, suit yourself.
I roll onto my stomach, allowing him to massage my thigh from behind. His hands go high, sliding beneath my underwear. He moves between my legs, massaging the tender region behind my balls. A weird, involuntary noise leaves my mouth.
Feels good, doesn't it, Brian?
Yeah.
It's called an erogenous zone. Did you know that?
No, what does that mean?
It means it likes to be touched.
He increases the pressure, sliding his finger up into my hairy ass crack. The cleavage is damp with anxious sweat. My meaty cheeks tighten, trying to block him from reaching the hole, but it's no use. His fingertip lightly brushes against the delicate wrinkles. My face glows red.
Oh yeah, you've got healthy reflexes.
Doc, I feel weird.
Is your cock still hard?
Yeah.
Tell me something, Brian. When was the last time you fucked a girl?
Well, what?
Fucking. When was the last time you fucked? No need to be shy here. As your doctor, it's important for me to know these things. I'm just looking out for you.
Okay, well, it's been about a week.
Was it with a girl?
Of course it was. I'm not a queer. I don't do that shit, and I'm definitely not into butt stuff. Especially not with another dude.
I see.
He steps back and traces his hands down the entire length of my leg. It makes my eyelids flutter.
Tell me about the fuck. Where did you do it? Who was it with?
One of my buddies is in a frat. He invited me to a party and he covered for me while I took a sorority girl into his bedroom. We fucked on his bed. Don't worry though, I used a condom. I definitely don't want any little Bryans running around campus.
When your cock went inside the pussy, what did it feel like? Give me detail.
Well, It was warm and wet. Slick. But not super tight. Honestly, it wasn't the best fuck. I've been feeling a bit restless lately. I've been having hookups, but they've been lackluster.
Hmm.
He slides a hand up my underwear, moving onto my ass cheek and squeezing. I tense up. My dick twitches, but I don't move. Doc, is it possible to get too much pussy? Am I getting desensitized?
No, that's not it.
He kneads into my ass cheek.
Oh, goddamn, you're tighter than the other players.
What? You've given ankle massages to other guys too? He hesitates, ignoring my question.
I know what you need. A prescription.
Oh, you mean something to help with the swelling?
Yeah, it's a painkiller, but it also affects libido. It should fix the issues in your sex life.
Whoa, really?
It's a treatment plan I developed a long time ago. It isn't widely used. Most doctors aren't familiar with it.
He steps back and moves to one of the wooden cabinets in the corner. He pulls out a pair of blue surgical gloves. They make a stretchy slapping noise as he pulls them onto his hands. The university is lucky to have you, Doc. I swear, it's like you have a solution for everything.
When you've worked with athletes as long as I have, you start to understand them. It becomes intuitive. With some guys, I can take one look at them and get a feel for what they need. They give off certain vibes.
Sounds like alternative medicine. I laugh. His expression remains stoic. Maybe I'm imagining it, but his cheeks look a bit flushed. Moving close, he touches my legs with his gloved hands. They're smooth and cold.
Turn onto your side.
Like this? I roll over, facing away from him.
Yeah, perfect. This medication is a bit different than what you're used to. It's a suppository.
Suppository? What does that mean?
It requires deep, long-term absorption. Digestion would destroy the sensitive compounds. It needs direct access to your bloodstream.
Like an injection?
Sort of. This facilitates gradual absorption over time. There's only one part of the body suitable for such a medication. It needs to go inside your anus.
What? My butt!
Yeah. The medication lingers in your anal canal and gradually absorbs through the porous membrane. It feels a bit rough during insertion, but it's not too bad. Some guys even like it.
Doc, that's fucking weird. Is there any other way? I always thought the ass was a one-way tunnel.
Sorry, Brian. This is the only option. Do you want my help or not?
Ugh. Ugh. All right. You're the one in charge. Did my dad ever have to do this?
No, he wasn't the type of person who'd respond to this treatment. It's only effective for certain athletes.
A small smirk forms on his lips.
Just relax for me. Yeah. Take deep breaths and clear your mind.
He reaches down and grabs my shirt, pulling it up over my head. The chilly air of his office causes me to shiver. I do as he says, staring forward and breathing deep while he hooks his fingers into my underwear. He pulls them low, causing my hard cock to smack up against my abs. My cheeks glow. I'm glad he's behind me.
I'm going to lubricate the entrance, all right?
Sure. Whatever. He pulls a small bottle from the cabinet and squeezes clear liquid into his hands. Rubbing his palms together, he slathers the gloves. I lie on my side while he slides his fingers up my ass crack, swirling around the hole in a circular motion. He mats my ass hair with lube. He pushes the slime into my pink wrinkles. This sure is a lot of lube. How big is this pill? I struggle to focus. My asshole spasms and squirms in response to his touch. It's so bizarre. I never realized how sensitive my back door is. It moves reflexively. It reminds me of when a doctor hits your knee to test your reflexes. My body is just moving on its own. It's a natural response. And it feels good, really good. It's embarrassing to admit, but it's akin to a deep tissue massage. The sensitive nerves light up with each pass he makes around the rim. My hole puckers and relaxes like a mouth blowing kisses. It's kissing Doc's fingers. Fuck, that's a dirty thought. My cock twitches. This is invasive. Nobody has ever touched me here before. This is real vulnerability. Just lying on my side, stripped nude, while an older man caresses the most private part of my body. The rest of the team is upstairs. They have no idea what's happening deep beneath the stadium. Doc, is it ready yet?
Almost. I've got to relax the hole. It needs to be stretched before the medication is inserted.
He touches a finger to the center.
I'm going inside. It might sting at first.
He doesn't wait for a response. Applying pressure, he forces the tip inside my tight hole, pushing lube up the anal canal. A faint, squishy noise fills the tiny room. My eyes grow wide. Pain sears around the rim, causing my hole to automatically close. That doesn't stop him, though. His finger grinds deeper, sending panic into my veins. A man is inside my body. I squirm atop the table.
Easy now, you're okay.
He uses his free hand to pet my lower back, smearing the skin with lube. How deep do we have to go?
Just a bit further. Almost there.
He grinds down to his knuckle, embedding the entire length of his finger.
There, tell me how this feels.
He curves the finger toward the base of my dick and begins rubbing up and down with a scratching motion. A sense of excitement manifests in my abdomen. My muscles unwind while my forehead sweats with arousal. He's touching something internal. What's he doing to me? Feels nice, I whisper through clenched teeth.
Good, you're ready.
He extracts, causing discomfort to burn around my opening. The moment his finger leaves my body, the hole pops back into shape. My heart throbs while my chest rises and falls. I struggle to regain my composure. That was intense. It was dirty. But I kinda liked it. I don't understand. I hear the sound of a zipper behind me. Doc must be taking the medication out of a container.
This prescription requires daily doses. I'll need you to stop by my office each day after practice.
Ugh. I grimace. But something weird happens. Doc wraps his arm around my body and pulls me to the edge of the exam table. Lying on my side, my ass hangs over the edge. Before I can register what's happening, his hands spread my cheeks. A warm, round bulb enters my ass cleavage. Why's the pill warm? It's so big, too.
Brian.
He leans down near my ear, his warm breath tickling the skin.
It's a liquid, not a solid.
A jolt of disgust rockets through my body. I suddenly understand what I'm feeling in my ass cleavage. Doc is hard. His dick is big and wide. It's touching my butt. What the fuck?
Semen is the medication. Testosterone has healing properties. It's therapeutic. You need this. You fucking need it.
I don't know.
If I put the load in your ass, it'll linger and soak through the anal walls. You know I take my health seriously. You'll absorb that vitality. My potent testosterone, my micronutrients, they'll leach into your bloodstream. For some men, semen absorption triggers a pleasure response. It acts as a painkiller.
Only for some men?
Only for queers.
Doc, I told you I fuck girls. I'm not a queer.
But you've been unsatisfied. Maybe it's not girls you've been after. Maybe you need a larger, more experienced man in your life.
His hips move forward, pressing his cockhead against my sweaty butthole.
What do you say? Are you ready for your suppository? Do you want the medication?
I lie motionless like a doll. My hole spasms against his cockhead. It's incredible. So warm and soothing. My eyes glaze over while my entire body trembles. This seems so wrong. This isn't normal. But my body wants it. I want it. Okay, let's try. Just wants to see how it goes.
That's my good boy. Such a talented baseball player.
Doc moves forward, applying pressure on my opening. It's soothing for a moment, but then the wide, flared shape pops inside. My entire body seizes up. Agony burns around the tender virgin hole. It closes hard, trying to expel him, but it's no use. The medical procedure has started.
Come on. It's all right. I'm a professional. You're in good hands.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this. He lets out a quiet noise while slipping deeper. I force the hole to open for him. I want his nutritional infusion. I want to take his testosterone inside me. This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.